Ready for a deep dive into what it really means to be Canadian?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, so today we're looking at this piece by Manu Sharma. And let me tell you, this guy's got a serious resume.
Yeah, he's got his fingers in a lot of pies, that's for sure.
Right, like strategic advisor, solution architect, serial entrepreneur.
The list goes on.
Exactly. So this isn't just some random commentator. This is someone who's really in the thick of it when it comes to understanding Canada.
Yeah, he's definitely plugged in.
And what's got him worried, and frankly, it's got me thinking too, is this trend he sees in Canadian politics. He calls it tribalism.
And it's interesting because it kind of flies in the face of what we often hear about Canada, right?
Totally. Like, we're supposed to be this haven of diversity and acceptance.
Exactly. But Sharma's arguing that this whole tribalism thing, it's like chipping away at what makes Canada, well, Canada.
That whole mosaic idea.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Different pieces coming together to make something new. But what Sharma's seeing is this kind of, I don't know, like
a fracturing.
Yeah, like instead of focusing on what unites us, there's this push to focus on our differences.
Yet it's being done on purpose.
Well, that's what Sharma's saying. He sees politicians, you know, kind of exploiting those differences to score points.
Instead of trying to find common ground.
Exactly. And that's what he calls tribalism, right? This us versus them mentality.
Which is kind of a dangerous game, isn't it?
Totally. And, you know, for Sharma, this is really personal.
Oh, right. Because he came to Canada as an immigrant himself.
Exactly. He talks about coming here so excited about this idea of a society where it's more about what you contribute, not just your background, you know?
And now he's seeing that dream kind of slipping away.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes his perspective so valuable. It's one thing to talk about these things in theory, but he's living it. He sees how this tribalism is playing out in everyday life.
Okay, so we keep saying tribalism, but for people who are listening who maybe haven't read Sharma's piece, what does that actually look like? Like, give me an example.
Well, he points to this trend of politicians making promises that aren't really good for everyone. They're just good for a specific group.
Even if it hurts the country as a whole.
Yeah, basically. He calls it vote bank politics. And it's basically like saying, hey, I'll scratch your back if you vote for me.
Even if it means stepping on someone else to do it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that kind of thinking, it can lead to some pretty scary places.
Like what?
Well, Sharma argues that it creates this environment where violence becomes more acceptable.
Wait, hold on. Violence, like actual physical violence.
Yeah, he says that when leaders start using this kind of divisive language, when they're constantly pitting groups against each other, it creates a climate where violence becomes almost inevitable.
Because it's like anything goes as long as your tribe comes out on top.
Exactly. And Sharma, he sees this as a really dangerous trend. And I have to say, I agree with him.
Okay, so we've talked about how this tribalism is playing out in politics, but it's not just a political issue, right?
Definitely not. It affects everything.
Especially immigration, which is something Sharma feels really strongly about.
Absolutely. And again, this is where his personal experience is so valuable. He's not saying Canada shouldn't welcome newcomers.
Right, because that's a big part of who we are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He actually calls it a core part of Canada's identity, a responsibility even. But his argument is that there's this disconnect, you know.
Between the welcoming and the actual support.
Exactly. It's like we're really good at opening a door and saying, come on in, but then we kind of leave people to figure things out on their own.
Which is tough, especially if you're new to a country.
It is. And Sharma argues that without that support, without those systems in place to help people integrate, it actually makes this whole tribalism problem worse.
Because if people feel isolated, they're going to cling to whatever group makes them feel safe.
Exactly. And that's what Sharma is really urging Canadians to recognize. He's saying, hey, this is a problem, and we all have a role to play in fixing it.
So how do we actually get off this, like, this tribalism treadmill?
Well, Sharma doesn't sugarcoat it. He says it's going to take work.
What, like a complete overhaul of everything?
He doesn't say that exactly.
Yeah.
But he definitely emphasizes that it's bigger than just, you know, like tweaking a policy or two.
It's about a real shift in mindset.
Exactly. And for him, it starts with leadership.
Okay. But not just like prime ministers and premiers.
Right. He's talking about leaders in every part of life, like in businesses and communities, even just within families, you know.
Mm.
People who are willing to actually walk the walk when it comes to unity and inclusion.
And not just give it lip service because it sounds good.
Yeah. Sharma's calling for people who will actively challenge this us versus them mentality.
So instead of exploiting divisions, these leaders would focus on finding common ground.
Exactly. It's about reminding people that our differences, they don't have to divide us. They can actually be a source of strength.
It's like that whole mosaic metaphor, right? Like
Yeah.
different pieces coming together to create something beautiful and unique.
Precisely. And I think a big part of that is creating spaces for genuine, open dialogue.
Yeah. Oh, so like less shouting matches on Twitter and more like real conversations?
Exactly. Because when you actually sit down with someone face to face, when you hear their story, it's much harder to hold on to those prejudices.
Because you see their humanity.
Exactly. And that's where Sharma's message really resonates with me, this idea that we have to be willing to step outside of our comfort zones.
Get out of our echo chambers.
Right. And actively seek out those opportunities to connect with people who are different from us, to challenge our own assumptions.
Which is hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much easier to just stick with what's familiar, to surround ourselves with people who think like us.
But it's not going to get us anywhere.
Exactly. And Sharma, he actually gives some really practical advice on how to do that inner work. You know, like he talks about the importance of actively seeking out diverse perspectives.
So like reading books by authors from different backgrounds or watching movies from different countries.
Exactly. Or not just, you know, passively consuming it, but really engaging with it, thinking critically about it.
Because that's how we learn and grow.
Right. It's about expanding our worldview, realizing that there's always more to learn, more to understand.
So it sounds like Sharma's saying it's not just about being tolerant of differences. It's about actively seeking them out.
Absolutely. And that's where individual responsibility comes in, you know?
Because it's easy to sit back and say, oh, those politicians, they need to fix this.
Right. But Sharma's saying, hey, we all have a part to play in this.
It's about looking inward as much as we look outward.
Exactly. And that means being honest with ourselves about our own biases.
Which, let's be real, can be really uncomfortable.
Oh, totally. Nobody likes to admit they have biases. Right.
But Sharma's saying we all do. It's part of being human. But it's what we do with them that matters.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here? It feels like Sharma's laid out this big challenge, this like urgent call to action. But how do we actually make it happen?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
It is, because it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Like, where do we even begin?
Right, exactly. And I think Sharma recognizes that.
Because he doesn't pretend to have all the answers.
No, not at all. But he does offer a starting point, and it goes back to something we were talking about earlier.
You mean individual action.
Exactly. Those small, everyday choices that we make, they might seem insignificant on their own, but when enough people start making them, it can create a real ripple effect.
Okay, so like what, give me an example. What's something someone listening right now could actually do to like put Sharma's ideas into action?
Well, it could be something as simple as, you know, reaching out to a new neighbor who maybe just moved here from another country.
Instead of just like waving from afar?
Exactly. Invite them over for dinner.
Yeah.
Offer to help them navigate the neighborhood. Show them that they're welcome.
Or what about like seeking out opportunities to learn about different cultures?
Yes. Go to a cultural festival. Try a restaurant that serves cuisine you've never had before. Just be open to new experiences.
So it's about stepping outside of our comfort zones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's about being willing to listen. Really listen when we have those conversations.
Not just waiting for our turn to talk.
Right. And it's not about trying to fix someone or change their mind. It's about seeking to understand.
Finding that common ground.
Precisely. And, you know, Sharma also talks about the importance of getting involved in our communities.
Not just staying in our own little bubbles.
Exactly. Volunteer with an organization that supports newcomers. Go to local council meetings. Make your voice heard.
Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together, right?
Absolutely. We all have a stake in creating a Canada that lives up to its values.
A Canada that truly embraces its diversity.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's a great place to leave it. Big thanks to Mani Sharma for getting this conversation started. And to you, of course, for helping us unpack it all.
It's been my pleasure, really.
To all our listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought. What resonates with you about Sharma's observations? Where do you see these dynamics playing out in your own community? And most importantly, what role do you want to play in shaping the future of this mosaic we call Canada? Think about it, and until next time, keep diving.